You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew 11 and verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Now, I want you to note that the statement, take my yoke upon you, is a statement that is indicating that to follow Jesus must be done willingly. He is not going to force you. You see, he didn't say, I will give you my yoke. He said, take my yoke. You must take it. You know why this is important? In our natural life, we only accept discipline when it is beyond our control. We don't usually volunteer and voluntarily give ourselves to discipline. That's why many people struggle in a lot of aspects of their lives. They cannot willingly discipline themselves. Somebody has to force the discipline on them. But that is not how the kingdom of God operates. You must take the yoke of Jesus willingly. You see, many believers are not transformed, are not changed, because they have refused to take the yoke of Jesus. They like Jesus. They like the idea of Christ. But they have not taken a commitment to commit their lives to Jesus. Let me give you an example. If somebody offends you, you know Jesus says you should forgive. But do you know you can decide not to forgive? You can continue to nurse that bitterness. What that signifies is that you have refused to take the yoke of Jesus upon you, because he won't force you. But a person who had willingly taken the yoke of Jesus upon him would willfully forgive that person without any compulsion. But you are sparing yourselves. Every junction where Jesus had to discipline your life, you spare yourself. You refuse to take that discipline. You refuse to take that instruction. You will do it your own way. And then you will continue. So it's like you are walking on the least resistant path. Once you meet any challenge, instead of you to submit yourself to whatever God wants to use that situation to do, you will remove yourself from it. The Lord may have arranged somebody, and that person is doing something to you which should bring about a reaction of grace, of meekness. But rather than do that, you react in your natural flesh. You see, you may calm down and pray and everything seems to be okay, but the truth is that you have not taken the yoke of Jesus on you. Anybody that wants to learn of Christ must willfully wear the yoke. You see, when two animals are yoked together, one cannot be going in one direction and the other says it's going in the other direction. But we force animal to be yoked together. But with Jesus, nobody is going to force you. You are the one that will willfully yoke yourself. You are the one that will say to yourself, no matter what my wife does, I will love her. Because that is what your master requires of you. We are not in your home. We are not in your house. You can decide to misbehave in the house and behave well in the church. The truth is that you are not a disciple of Jesus because you have not taken his yoke upon you. Now, if this be so with the Lord, so must he also be with his servant. We don't force people to raise them for Jesus. They must willingly come to us and submit themselves. You know, sometimes people think that, oh, you should force it on them. No, it is the kingdom of darkness that forces things on people. There are times I see what some people are doing in their life. I don't say anything. I know this thing this person is doing is wrong and is an indication that something is wrong with his or her relationship with Christ. But when you willfully come to me and say, what is this, my brother? What is it that is going on in my life? That is when I can speak to you, because you willingly now want to learn. We are not to force people to learn. We are not to force people to guide them and say, you must take this step. Oh, I see something. You must go this way. No, if you do not make yourself freely available, nobody is going to force it on you. In fact, anywhere they are forcing things on you, you can be rest assured that they have either deviated from the Lord or it's just a satanic environment. Because the devil will force things on you. In the kingdom of darkness, things are done by force. In the kingdom of God, you willingly submit yourself to God. God does not force us to obey him. That's why he has given us room for disobedience. In the kingdom of darkness, there is no room for disobedience. If he asks you to go and accomplish a mission, you must do it or else you will pay for it. But in the kingdom of God, you are given the freedom to choose, such that it is only in the end that you will now face the consequence of whatever choice you finally decide to make. So if you want a minister who had genuinely been called to raise people for Jesus, if you want such a person, if you want him to have impact upon your life, you must willfully submit yourself to it. So for example, if I tell you that what your husband has done to you, go and apologize the way you reacted, even though I knew your husband was wrong, and I say go and apologize, do you know you can say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize, and there is nothing I can do? The only thing is that I'm not going to give you further instruction. You must willfully say, okay, let me go and apologize. Let me just go and apologize. And then you apologize. Now, it looks as if you are obeying me, but you are really not obeying me. It's not as if I'm forcing obedience on you. You are the one that willfully says, I want to learn of you. Please teach me. Please help me. But understand that it must be willingly. Nobody should impose anything on you. If Jesus will not force you to take his yoke, neither should his servant force you to take his yoke. Note that you are not carrying my yoke. I have no yoke to give you. It is still that same yoke of Jesus that you are coming to take. That is what we are also to make available for people. The yoke of Christ, not the yoke of ministry, not the yoke of this commission, not the yoke of our great work. No, it must be the yoke of Jesus. I must not offer you my own yoke. The only yoke I must offer to anybody that comes is the yoke of Jesus. But be rest assured that for this preacher, it will only offer you that yoke and allow you to willingly take it. He will never force it on you. Because Jesus, who sent us, never forced this yoke on anybody. I want to plead with you. Take the yoke of Jesus. See, you can live the way you like. Did you know that? You can live the way you like, but you can also choose to live by the teachings of Christ. And I counsel you, live by the teachings of Christ. Don't live the way you like. Anybody that has taken the yoke of Christ upon himself no longer lives the way he likes. That person only lives for Jesus. Joyfully. You see, I'm living for Jesus. It's not because he forced it on me. I chose him. Many situations that would tempt me out of it, I chose not to be tempted. If I decide that, I'm going to misbehave, in the immediate, nothing will happen. I will misbehave. And that's your attitude. Many of you think, let me just misbehave. I think I can ask for forgiveness later. You are not a disciple of Jesus. Those who are disciples of his have yoked their life together with him. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.